Hey, have you been using My Account Handset? It's really convenient. You can check your balance, see your unbilled minutes and messaging use, make payments.
Hey, George?
Yes.
Hey, I'm really sorry about that, Wade there. Hey, I got Mike on the line. He's my supervisor over here, and he'll take care of you from here on out, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Trent. Good evening, George. How are you doing this evening?
Great. Except that I've been trying to resolve this for two calls in over 45 minutes now.
Okay, well, let's see what we've got here. I'm definitely sorry to hear that that you've had a call on that many times. Let's see. Looks like you're questioning some kilobyte usage that was done while in Canada.
Well, let me just start out with a basic question.
Okay.
Do you recognize that there's a difference between $0.002 and $0.002?
$0.002.
Do you recognize that there's actually
$0.002?
Yes. Do you recognize there's a difference between those two numbers?
No.
Okay. Is there a difference between $2 and 2 cents?
Well, yes, there is.
Okay. So is there a difference between $0.002 and $0.002?
$0.002 and $0.002.
Yes. Is there a difference between?
They're both the same. If you look at them on paper wise.
No, they're not actually. Is $0.5 the same as 0.5 cents?
It's $0.5.
Is a half a dollar?
That would be 50 cents.
A half a dollar, is it the same as a half of a cent?
No.
Right. So, okay. So clearly, 0.0001 of a dollar, which is your rate for airtime, as I now understand it, your rate for per kilobyte in Canada is 0.0001 of a dollar. But 0.0001 of a dollar is different than 0.0001 of a cent. What I was quoted was 0.002 cents. That's 0.0001 of a cent per kilobyte.
Okay.
And I specifically asked the rep. I said, "Are you saying it's $0.002 or $0.002 cents?" Because I recognize that there's a difference. Just like there's a difference between half a dollar and half a cent. There's a difference between $0.002 and $0.002. Your rate in Canada is 0.002 cents.
Correct.
It's not true. It's $0.002. You're still quoting me 0.002 cents when in fact it's $0.002 per kilobyte. So if you want to charge me 0.002 cents, I'd be happy to pay the bill. The problem is I was charged $0.002 per kilobyte.
Okay. So if you take do you have a calculator with you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, take this 71.79.
Yep.
And divide that by 35,893. That should come out with 0.002.
Yes. And what units should it be, dollars or cents?
Well, it's per kilobyte.
Right. And is it dollars or cents per kilobyte?
Well, let me take a look here for you. We're in Canada.
For the record, what I was quoted before I went to Canada, I called because I'm on an unlimited plan in the United States, and I thought I might be paying more when I go to Canada.
Right.
What I was quoted was 0.002 cents. That seems to be what you believe is the rate, is 0.002 cents. Unfortunately, your computer system charged me $0.002 per kilobyte. So my point here is the confusion is on your side. The first rep I spoke to, the second rep I spoke to, and including you, in calling $0.002 0.002 cents. That's a hundredfold difference. Just like $1 is 100 times different than 1 cent.
National roaming access coverage in Canada is 0.002 per kilobyte cents.
Can you say that again?
Is 0.002 cents per kilobyte.
0.002 cents per kilobyte. So you just quoted me again. Your price is 0.002 cents per kilobyte.
Correct.
Okay. So now I'd like you to translate my 35,893 kilobytes into dollars for me, if you would.
Okay. So if you take 0.002...
cents, remember, it's cents.
Times 35,896 is $71.79.
No, that would be 71 cents. Because you started with a rate per cent, and you multiplied by the kilobytes. So that would be 71 cents. I'll tell you what the problem is here, is you're the original person I spoke to before I used my airtime, and up to including you, are quoting $0.002 per kilobyte as if it's 0.002 cents per kilobyte, and they're not the same. So I assumed that you guys knew how to do math, no offense here, but I assume that you knew the difference between 0.002 cents and 0.002 dollars. And it sounds like there's still some confusion about that. 0.002 dollars is 2/1000ths of $1, or 2/10ths of 1 cent, which is very different than 2/1000ths of 1 cent. It's 100 times different. I'll give you a brief example. If you're selling your car, and I said I'm going to give you $20,000 for it, and I showed up with 20,000 pennies, we're not speaking the same language. If you quote me 0.002 cents, it's not the same as 0.002 dollars. So when you just did the math, 0.002 times 35,893, you came up with 71 cents. You didn't do the translation from cents to dollars, which would be you'd have to divide by 100. So then you get $0.71 dollars, 71 cents. So I do understand, even though it seems like maybe you don't, that the rate is, I now understand, $0.002 dollars per kilobyte. But that was not what I was quoted, and that's not how I used my airtime, because I thought it was cheaper than it actually turned out to be, because I was misquoted. I also had no context. The previous person I was speaking to said I should have had some context because I know what the United States rates. I don't know what the United States rates are because I have an unlimited plan. I don't have to be concerned about the United States rates.
Uh-huh.
So it all comes down to me being misquoted. And it's hard. At the time, I said there could be some confusion here, so I asked the customer service rep, can you please write that down in the notes that you quoted me 0.002 cents?
Uh-huh.
And she did.
Right, and I see not only one, but I see several reps that have put it in here.
Right. So, I hope, it sounds like you may not actually see what the problem is yet, but...
Well, I've been working here 2 years, sir, and I've been a supervisor for almost a year and a half.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I'm going by what is documented here in the system.
Right. So can you tell me then, if the rate is, as you quoted, 0.002 cents per minute, per kilobyte, and I use 35,893 kilobytes, how much should I be charged?
By the way this is calculated, $71.79.
You did your math wrong. That's what I'm saying. Is you bring up your calculator.
I've got the calculator in front of me, sir. And if I type in 0.002 and multiply
now, but
it
wait,
by
but here's the key. I know, but here's the key. What does the 0.002 represent? Cents or dollars?
It's cents, sir.
Okay, 0.002
so
cents.
Basically, you're paying 2/10 of a penny per kilobyte.
2/10 of hold on. 2/10 of a penny would be 0.2 cents. You quoted me 0.002 cents. Do you see what I'm saying? 2/10 of 1 cent would be 0.2 cents. You quoted me 0.002 cents.
That's correct.
There's a difference between 0.2 cents and 0.002 cents. They're 100 times different. So which is the real rate?
0.002, sir.
0.002 what?
Cents per kilobyte.
So you just said it was 0.2 pennies. And then you also said it's 0.002 cents. Those are two completely different numbers. They're 100-fold different. Quoting someone 0.002 cents per kilobyte is different than $0.002 dollars per kilobyte. I don't know what else more I can tell you. The math on the bill is right if it's $0.002 dollars per kilobyte, but I was quoted 0.002 cents.
George, hold on 1 second for
sure.
Me, okay?
I think I got my math wrong there. Point. Confused myself.
There's only one reason to choose a wireless company. It's the network. And only Verizon Wireless has America's most reliable wireless network. Verizon Wireless also has broadband access delivered on our high-speed wireless broadband network. So whatever your wireless calling or data needs, the choice is simple. Verizon Wireless. It's the network. Hey, have
you
been using
this?
My account handset? It's really convenient.
He's still quoting me.
You
0.02 cents per kilobyte.
You
can't do the math. He multiplies
right from your Verizon
a percent
phone. Plus,
rate times
call into an
the kilobytes and comes up with
web.
Dollars.
Recent changes were made to usage information so that if you're on a family share plan, it shows both individual minutes of use and total shared airtime use. You can now also see all the separate categories of messaging use
right
for
either.
Text,
yeah.
Text, and Flick messages. The store locator was updated.
If it's 0.002,
it
can't follow by cents. It has to be dollar sign.
An authorization or just a location. To see the store details and that, you've got to check it out. My account handset is easy to get to. On newer devices, there's a link right from the settings and tools menu. Otherwise, just launch the phone's web browser. If you're a mobile web subscriber, select option 7. VZW services, and then option 1, my account. If not a subscriber, there's a free link to my account from the landing page. There are no charges while using my account on your handset, but you must use an enhanced service-rated coverage area using a wireless phone that features Mobile Web 2.0. A minimum of 1 minute airtime will be charged for accessing the mobile web.
I tried to give him an example, and I just called the holy Boston example. I said, $1 is 100 cents. Then I said, $0.1 is like 1,000 cents. I meant to say, 0.1 cent. So we could see 0.00. I was trying to get him to 0.002 equals 0.0002 cents.
Now Verizon Wireless customers who sign up
but
for
it's not, we're talking about 100. It's just,
can send every
fee in the same breath. He said the rate is 0.002 cents. And then 1 second later he said,
"This is Andrea. I'm a manager on the floor. How can I help you today?"
Hi. I think we've got a terminology and mathematics problem going on here, and It seems very basic to me, but I think we're just having a problem because of the numbers involved.
Okay.
Just to summarize, I was quoted, before I entered Canada, I was quoted 0.002 cents per kilobyte.
Okay.
And just so you know, I have no context for how much you guys charge for data because I have an unlimited plan on the States. Someone had mentioned to me, I should have known that what it was because of what I pay in the States. But I get unlimited usage in the States, so I don't have any knowledge of that. 0.002 cents per minute is what's quoted for me, was quoted to me. My bill reflects 0.002 dollars per minute.
What do you mean 0.002 dollars?
Okay, I think I have to do this again. Do you recognize that there's a difference between $1 and 1 cent?
Definitely.
Do you recognize that there's a difference between half a dollar and half a cent?
Definitely.
Then do you therefore recognize that there's a difference between $0.002 dollars and $0.002 cents?
No.
No.
I mean, there's no $0.002 dollars.
Of course there is. It's
$0.002 cents is what you're quoted, and that's what I do show that you've paid, or that, you know, you're paying for the kilobyte usage.
Okay. I don't know a better way to express this. $0.002 is the same as 0.2 cents.
Okay. Well, what would $0.002 look to you?
It's
obviously a dollar is 1.00, right? So what would a $0.002 look like?
I don't know.
I've never heard of $0.002.
It's just math we're talking about.
It's
just
not a full cent.
That's right. And 0.002 cents is also not a full cent. My point here is $0.002, if you do the math, is 0.00002 cents. It's 1/100th difference. There's 100 cents in a dollar.
But you were quoted 0.002 cents, not $0.002.
That's correct. But what I was charged...
$0.002 is $0.002.
Dollars?
No, cents. $0.002.
You gotta hear this. $0.002 cents is 2/1000ths of 1 cent. I'm teaching math here.
I mean, I'm trying to get what you're saying here, but it's just not...
Here's the. Let me cut to the chase.
Already talked to a few different people.
Let me cut to the chase. Well,
you're being billed 0.002 cents, and if you take
I'm not being billed
on your calculator, it shows you that it's.
No, it doesn't. I can do.
We never said that you're going to get billed 0.00002 cents.
That's right. You said I was going to get billed 0.002 cents per kilobyte, and I'd be happy to pay that. Now, why don't you bring up your calculator?
Yeah.
Take 0.002. And we're talking about cents, right?
Right, 0.002. And if we multiply that by the amount of kilobyte usage that you have...
35893.
That comes out to what you paid, 71.79.
Cents. You never did the conversion from cents to dollars.
Because we're talking about cents. We're going to multiply the amount of cents by the amount of
okay,
that you
know, let's,
not dollars.
Let
Nobody's
me,
mentioning anything about dollars.
Let me start over here. Let's just say hypothetically that your rate was 1 cent per kilobyte. Right?
1 cent. That would be 0.01.
Right. Point zero one in her calculator. Correct. So if it was 1 cent per kilobyte and I used 100 kilobytes, what would my charge be? You would take 0.01
uh-huh.
times 100,
yes.
And you'd come up with 1.
Right.
Right? For $1.
Right.
That's if it was 1 cent per kilobyte. You're telling me, though, that the rate is not 1 cent, it's 0.002 cents.
Right. That's less than 1 cent.
0.002 cents. If you, in pure mathematics, it's the only way I can express this. 0.002 cents is 2/1000ths of 1 cent.
Okay.
Right?
So it's less than a cent, right?
It's very much less than a cent.
Okay.
So 2/1,000th of a cent. So let's start with 2 cents, just like we started with the 1 cent.
Okay, why are we doing 2 cents? We need to be doing 0.002 cents. I guess my point is that we quoted you 0.002 cents.
That's right.
If you write it down, is decimal point 0.002. So all we
no, it's not. This is what I'm saying.
This is where
you're wrong. I don't know how to make this any clearer. Let's try this. Write down 1 cent. How do you write down 1 cent?
0.01.
How do you write down half a cent?
That would be 0.005, I'm assuming.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. All I'm telling you is I can tell you that with the calculator.
Yep.
And we take the 0.002 as everybody has told you that you've called in and spoke to.
Yes.
And as our system builds.
But you said 0.002 cents. Why don't you just write it down on a piece of paper? You have 0.002 cents, not dollars. 0.002 cents.
Right.
Times my 35,893. Is a number, but it's still in cents. If you quoted me $0.002, everything is correct. If you quoted me $0.002, which represents 0.2 of 1 cent per kilobyte, then everything is fine. But I wasn't quoted 0.2 of 1 cent. I was quoted 0.2 of 1 cent. I was quoted 0.002 cents. It's a terminology problem. You guys are quoting $0.002 as if it's cents, simply because there's a decimal point involved.
We're not quoting $0.002. We're quoting $0.002.
Oh, God. Honestly.
I mean, the computer is calculating the figure here.
I know it is.
We are calculating.
It's a terminology issue.
The same thing except for you.
$0.002 is different than $0.002. I'm being charged $0.002 per kilobyte. $0.002 is 0.2 of 1 cent.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's obviously a difference of opinion.
It's not opinion.
The amount that your bill for the data usage is entirely correct.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to post this recording on my blog.
And if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
That's what I'm going to do. And then you guys all at Verizon can learn math, and you'll learn how to quote it correctly. The rate, as I understand it now, and according to my bill, which is now I'm getting after the usage, is $0.002 per kilobyte. Just so you know, if it was cents, you would have to quote it as 0.2 of 1 cent or 0.2 cents. It would be like another example: half of a meter is very different than half of a centimeter. Half of a centimeter is written 0.5. cm. Half of a meter is 0.5 m. They're two very different things. You can't just say 0.002 m equals 0.002 cm. They're 100-fold different. What I was quoted was a rate per cent, not per dollar. A rate in cents, not in dollars. If I was quoted $0.002, there would be no problem, but I was quoted 0.002 cents. I was quoted fractions of a cent.
Okay. Well, only thing I can say is it was just a misunderstanding between.
It was a misunderstanding, but I did the diligence to ask what the actual rate was. When she told me 0.002 cents, I said, "Are you sure? Can you note it in my account?" And she did, as 0.002 cents. But the problem here is that you're not even acknowledging now that there's a difference between 0.002 when you're talking about dollars and 0.002 cents. My assumption was it was 0.002 cents because that's what you told me, but it's been calculated on my bill as $0.002 or 0.2 of a cent per kilobyte, which is different than 0.2 of a cent per kilobyte.
Okay.
It's 100-fold different. My bill, according to what you quoted me, should be 71 cents, not $71.
Okay. Well, again, we're not going to be able to make any adjustments to the bill because it is correct. And I do apologize if there was obviously miscommunication or misunderstanding in explaining that to you.
Okay. Is there someone I can escalate this to? Because
this
is not it's not adequate. The example I gave to the previous rep would be if I said to you, "I'll give you $20,000 for your car," and I showed up with 20,000 pennies. It matters whether you say $0.002 or $0.002.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it seems like our educational system is making an ambiguity between $0.002 and $0.002. They're very different. So I was quoted a different rate than I was charged, and you don't seem to want to take responsibility for that.
Okay. I mean, if you wanted to contact the corporate, you can do that on our website.
Okay.
There's a link under support that you can send an email directly to the corporate office and request that they contact you.
I'm on there right now. Can you just bear with me while I find it?
Sure.
Support. I don't see it here. Where would I see it? Under contact us?
Go to the contact us. It's going to give you a drop-down box to choose whether you're a customer or not.
Mm-hmm.
Once you select the drop-down box, it's going to give you a grid here. It says send an email. You can type in all of your information. And then
I don't see that. I'm already logged into my account. Is that the problem?
Are you hitting contact us at the very top in blue?
It
should still allow you to get there even if you're logged in.
Contact us.
At the very top where it says home, site map.
Yeah, so I clicked on that.
Okay.
Send us an email. What type of Verizon customer?
Yeah.
I receive a monthly statement.
Right. Hit next, and then this is the email grid that you fill out.
Okay, great. And what was your name again?
Andrea.
Andrea, is there a way I can get back in touch with you if I need to?
I can just give you my direct line.
Okay, great.
It's 888-581-1070.
Yep.
1070.
Okay.
Extension 2234.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Fucking buffoons.